Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2012 in New York City, and our guest right now is Harlequin teen author Kayla Kluver. She joins us to discuss Allegiance, which is book two in the epic historical romance and fantasy legacy trilogy. Hi, Kayla. It's nice to see you.
Hi. It's great to be here.
The Legacy series deals with Alara and her life. We meet her as a princess and then follow her as she takes over the throne of Hytanica, am I saying it correctly?
Yes, yeah.
But you ended Legacy Book 1 in the series with a huge, major cliffhanger involving Alara's future. Tell us what happens to her in Allegiance.
In Allegiance, she's adjusting to married life. That kind of gives a spoiler, but she's adjusting to married life. She's now queen of Hytanica, and she's not with the man she's in love with. She's adjusting to life without him. She's trying to grasp the fact that she now has power as a ruler, over her family, her father, and she's not ruling. Her husband is the king and is ruling the kingdom, and she's there in a mostly ceremonial position. But she's just suddenly been given this power, and she has yet to realize and become empowered by it. So that's kind of her journey throughout Allegiance.
Allegiance is a lot darker than Legacy. There's more turmoil, and the characters, especially Alara, are forced to make some pretty tough decisions. What makes Alara a character to look up to?
I think she's a character to look up to because she's willing to make tough decisions. She's willing to look at things from all angles. She tries to find her way around the worst possible option, but ultimately is willing to take that if it's what will protect the people she cares about. She's self-sacrificing in that way. And, she's definitely a spoiled princess. She is, at the end of the day. The way she reacts to some things, she's not used to being told no. She's not used to having it rough. But she definitely has a self-sacrificing personality, and I think that's important.
How is Alara like you, and how is she different?
She's like me because she's a little spoiled. I'm going to be honest. I'm a drama queen. But she's, I like to think that I have some of that self-sacrificing, some of those characteristics. I have a little sister, so I'm extremely protective of her and willing to die for her, and that's kind of what Alara feels toward her sister, Mirana. And I think that's, what kind of came through about me with Alara. In truth, she's mostly based off of my older sister. She's very hard-headed about a lot of things and stubborn, and I tend to be the mediator. I'm the middle child, so it's my job. There's definitely a lot of me. People who read the books who know me say, I can hear your voice when she's talking, but the character wasn't intentionally based off of me.
We learn more about the Nantalam Kokirian priestess and her backstory in Allegiance. What surprises are there in store for her and Steldor in Sacrifice?
Well, in Sacrifice, things kind of get even more ramped up than Allegiance. You read Allegiance, and toward the end, you kind of think you've got a climax there. And then Sacrifice is rebuilding, and it's trying to find out how these people can go back to their lives the way that they were. And Steldor is not very accepting of, I'm just going to go ahead and spoil, of Kokirian rule. He's a rebel, he's very angry, and Nantalam, the High Priestess, is trying to have Hytanica remain peaceful under Kokirian rule. She's trying her best to do this, but there's naturally conflict because Steldor is the former king of Hytanica. And so they actually, there's an interesting relationship there, and between Steldor and Nantalam's right-hand woman, Rava. And they just, they're kind of butting heads because they understand, the Kokirians understand how important Steldor is because the people will look up to him. They will follow his lead. And yet, he's not willing to be that peaceful leader.
Sacrifice is coming out in November 2012. What can readers expect from you next?
Well, I actually just signed a deal for another series with Harlequin Teen.
You heard it here first.
And it is about a young fairy girl. She's 16 years old. And she leaves her kingdom, the fairy realm, to find the son of the queen, who's her cousin. And he ran away when he was 15. And the queen is dying. And so she needs him to return so that he can take over the throne and, you know, to see his mother one last time. And so she leaves and she goes into the human world, which is dangerous for fairies. And she's attacked by human hunters and has her wings cut off. So she can't return to the fairy kingdom. And so she's suddenly faced with this, you know, this mission that's sort of keeping her going. But what is she going to do after that? You know, she's kind of had everything taken away from her.
And what's it called?
The working title is Never Look Back. Could be something else in 6 months. I don't know.
Well, thanks so much for sitting down with us today. I look forward to reading more about Alara and to starting your new series.
Thanks so much for having me.